Recorded Books presents The Half King by Melissa Landers, narrated by Piper Goodeve. To Nicole, for never giving up on this book, and to Liz, for giving it a good home. Thank you. The Half King is an atmospheric romantasy set in a kingdom of curses, gods, and betrayal. As such, the story includes elements that might not be suitable for all readers, including violence, gore, injury, death, grief, classism, sexism, illness, loss of autonomy, religious trauma, burning, drowning, alcohol and drug use, and sexual activity on the page. Suicide, poisoning, and self-harm are discussed in backstory. Readers who may be sensitive to these elements, please take note, and prepare to enter the deadly court of the Half King. 1. Fetch me a youngling hare, Cerise, and be quick about it. Cerise bowed to the Reverend Mother and spun on her heel toward the rabbit hutch, situated at the opposite end of the courtyard. With haste, she wound her way through a maze of marble benches and shrines, moving her feet in an even glide, for ladies of the temple never ran, until she reached the hutch. She opened its roof, sending up the scents of wood dust and sweetgrass, and revealing a new litter of kits resting inside. The babies blinked drowsily at her, twitching their downy ears and tiny pink noses. Cerise lifted the smallest kit from its nest and cradled it to her heart. As she glided back the way she had come, she stroked the rabbit's delicate pelt and smiled as it nuzzled her palm. She lived for moments like these. But when she approached the Reverend Mother's bench and noticed the thick serpent coiled in slumber beneath it, her footsteps faltered and her grin fell. She drew the kit closer to her chest. Now she knew why the Reverend Mother wanted it. "Come and sit by me," the Reverend Mother ordered. Cerise obeyed, though slower than she should have. As she lowered to the bench, she tried to exude the confidence of an oracle, to mask her fear like the other girls did. But her breath shook when she exhaled. The Reverend Mother seemed to soften at the sound. She extended a withered hand, her long, mirrored fingernails glinting in the sunlight, and settled it atop Cerise's knee. "Tell me, girl, what do you feel for this animal?" "Tenderness." Cerise cleared her throat and spoke more clearly. "Affection." "Anything else?" "Attachment." "Do you feel a warmth inside your chest that drives you to protect it?" "Yes, Your Grace. It's only a baby. It needs me." "Good. I want you to focus on that instinct. The kit's life will depend on it." The Reverend Mother pressed a palm to her breastbone and delivered a pointed look from beneath her cap of short gray hair. She was 3, maybe 4 times Cerise's 19 years. No one knew exactly, or would even dare to ask. "Compassion is the source of our gift. Let it guide you, and you will see." Cerise nodded, as if processing the words, but she had heard them 1,000 times before. Her earliest memories involved toddling through this very courtyard and admiring the teenage seers as they honed their skills. They had made it look so easy. "Kneel on the ground there," the Reverend Mother said, pointing straight ahead of her at a stone paver located an arm's length from the bench, and the serpent resting beneath it. "Take the kit with you." The edges of the stone pavers were sharp against Cerise's knees when she took her place, but she barely noticed the discomfort. She was too distracted by the serpent on the ground in front of her, now awake and flicking its forked tongue into the air. The kit seemed to sense danger. Cerise felt its tiny heart
Sample complete. Ready to continue?